Hey, it ain't no motherfucker around this bitch that keep me down from shit.
Been on this path for a minute.
Dig it. I don't know what some of you motherfuckers be out here thinking about, nigga, but I'ma keep motherfucking going whether you like it or not, nigga.
And I know that I never wanna let you go, but I'm lost and it's so hard, so hard. And I know it's better for us both, but I'm lost and it's so hard, so hard. You've been giving me doubts and you've been making me
Welcome to the Dope World News Podcast, taking up your listening space where you're listening to us at the new look over DopeProductions.com,
yeah.
The Apple Podcast app,
yeah.
Spotify,
yeah.
And where it benefits us the most,
where is that?
That's the Anchor app. I go by the BITB, and that's the best in the business. And hey, listen, I can talk my way in, but I also can talk my way out. You better understand that I go by Prestige.
And you already know it's the prettiest nigga in the world, the Patrice O'Neal of hip hop, Israel Nash, Corvus Glaive, Mr. Majestic, but more commonly known as Zen, the zeitgeist to every motherfucking thing nasty. Who the fuck we got in here with us today, bro?
We got the only member of the 27 Club that lived to tell about it, Nirvana Nash.
And we all just entertainers, stupid and contagious, living and we dangerous.
And we also got the last born pimp on the goddamn visuals, my nigga Titty Boy Nate. What's good, bro?
What up, dude?
Hey, we also got the leader of the motherfucking Unity Trek, my dog Jabril.
Peace, peace. What up, though?
And we got some motherfucking special guests in the goddamn building. My niggas, introduce yourselves.
What up, though? This CBE TV 248, Tommy Jack 248.
And Rex.
Y'all know it is. We over here on the Dope World Podcast. Shout out to Prestige and the whole fam.
Yo, yo. But before we jump into the shit, we got to shout out our dog C, who not with us today.
C, what up, though?
Oh, the resident gamer and shooter will shoot your motherfucking face off.
Gritata.
Hey. So, episode 103.
Jeez.
God damn it. Hey, this has been a whole Jeezy series. We done went to 101, 102, and 103, which I think was the best out of that series. Nope, 101 because too many classics. But I fucked with 103. But Thug Motivation 101, that was that shit. But any notable 103s outside of that? I'm sure we running out of shit.
Phoenix, Arizona, temperature 103.
No, facts. Hot as hell. I seen a video.
Where did you
listen? Hold on. He not lying. I seen a video. A heat wave passed through Arizona. Car tires melting. Garbage cans crazy. Melting on the side of the street. I'm like,
we melting in this room right now.
I'm like, this where all these old geriatric motherfuckers want to go retire?
Well, that's because they anemic like dog over here. So it's really only 73 today, old ass. Like, damn, it's a little chilly today. Bitch, you melting.
The nigga who talking the most shit got on the sweater.
Man,
all time.
Jogging outfit, nigga. Yeah. When I went to sleep, I got off work at 7 o'clock this morning. It was cold outside, nigga.
I'm saying I can grab a fan. It's gonna be fans. Oh
man, no, we gonna be.
Sound like
I'm just talking.
Buzz, nigga. Oh,
you gonna auto tune your shit?
He gonna zap and Roger in this motherfucker.
I wanna be your man.
Man,
literally,
in any weather, it can be zero.
That's how niggas gonna be working in the plant.
me, nigga. But the most fun song to sing in the fan is "More Bounce to the Ounce."
Man, that is great. Man, but sheesh,
bro,
the contact is going today.
You buzzing,
bro. A little bit. Hey,
you got your pores open too, listen. Nigga.
This is the first time we ever did the podcast
and smoke trees.
Hey, it is. That's the difference. Yeah. But hey, y'all remember after episode 100, we had the little celebration libations. I went on here and. Couple times for the one time.
I don't even remember nothing about episode 100.
You know,
nigga, hey, I don't remember one thing, bro.
Congratulations on that, y'all. So hey. Retired, bro.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Consistency.
Back to certain shit.
Thank you. Hey, no, that shit was live.
That's what it's about. We about to shoot some scenes today after the podcast, CBTV, you know.
You know they're going to get a new episode three.
Season six. Season six. Three
to three.
Six seasons. Been slapping niggas in the head.
Congratulations on that. Yeah.
Sure they go check out hey. Boss Chicks, too. Boss Friends.
Boss Friends with Tork. Yeah. Was it Tork Sane? And what's it? Tammy, yeah. Look, I'm locked in on the notification game. Every time that shit hit, boop, on my phone screen. Y'all need to do the same with CBE248. Go to that YouTube, hit the subscribe, push the bell for the notification. Yes. So when that shit drop, it hit your phone screen. Yes. Hey, and to be real about it, every time any of y'all, because I'm locked in on y'all like that, every time that shit drop, screenshot that bitch, post it, bing. Yeah, do that shit.
Hey, if I get permission, I might start chopping up a little
bit. Man,
shit.
Hey. Collective grows stronger by the day. That's what it's all about.
100.
That's what it's all about.
That's about flipping up.
Yeah, when like-minded people come together, this is the greatest thing that can happen. Because especially in the creative realm, we always so, and that's why it takes us to getting older, I think, to be collective a little bit more. Just like, we so prideful. It's like, I feel I'm better. And this is no disrespect. I feel like I'm better than everybody. Every single person. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, that had led me to a point of almost destruction to a certain point where it's just like, now it's like, fuck everybody. I can do this shit on my own. Shit like that.
And also, you can manifest that by saying that so much too.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, once you really start to grow out of that pride, you start to understand, nigga, if you got somebody around you who willing to share your shit, at least, at the very least, but then, you know, on top of that, willing to help you put together graphics, is willing to help you promote your shit, willing to put money behind you.
Captain Planet, he's the hero.
It's like, well, nigga, this, of course I couldn't do this by myself.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can grow on your own, but you can't do it by yourself.
It's impossible.
It's
just
a role for everybody in life, bro.
All the shit you gotta be responsible for. Nobody can do that shit on their own. I don't care how hard you work or how hard you go. You can't do it on your own. It's too many hats.
You can build a team based off, nigga, you the best at this. That's the team I want to be on.
Come on.
I don't want to know.
You got to get to a point where you just, like, who you compete with? You compete with yourself. Just be a better you. You know what I'm saying?
I want to be a lot of niggas that's going to make me elevate, bro. Anybody that's going to keep me stagnant, hey, like, I ain't got no problem with you and shit, but I'm trying to elevate. That's just how I feel about it.
Nigga, let me tell you something. All I know is this. Motherfucking, when greatness link with other greatness, I don't see it. It only time that it can fall off is when niggas start acting like they bitches. You know, like, bro. And I try to tell motherfuckers that all the time. Like, bro, once you start acting like a bitch, bro, it start to fuck everything up, nigga.
And I'm because, like, as a man, we all.
You know exactly like, what you do. You know exactly what
like
acting like a
but,
bitch means.
But we've all done that place where we've done some shit.
Yeah.
Where you've done some shit where you just was like, that's totally out of character.
Bro. And you could, you couldn't, but bro, you went and looked in the mirror and said, wow.
Might have took you years to finally look back at it real and be like,
bro, you wonder why niggas stopped fucking with you for a little while. You like that. You remember, and then it just pop in your head. You be like, you remember that like 3 month span? Like none of these niggas called me. Like nobody called me. What did I do? And then you be like, oh, ooh.
You was working on you.
No. You was fucking with that nigga, oh bitch. You don't remember
you
that nigga?
Yeah.
You was acting like a bitch. Like, nigga.
Talk about why that nigga mad.
We all know them bitches that it don't matter, but we also know
them bitches to our people. That's just like, why would you even cross that line,
man?
bro. Niggas. And but see, the problem with that is that sometimes even the bitches that niggas don't care about, niggas care about. So niggas be hitting the bitches that niggas still, bro. It's like, bro, dog, don't be coming in here acting like you don't like this bitch, nigga. Because if that's the case, we lions. It's lions in this room ready to knock some shit down if you talk about you don't like her after you plug. And Daffy don't come back in here and talk about she was giving the sloppiest. Because if she was giving the sloppiest and you don't care, I care for the next few moments.
Inbox emoji and hurt.
No. Nigga, wasn't no heart, nigga. Just water signs. Right. Just water signs, nigga. Oh, I heard you were giving the sloppiest.
When a bitch stop posting, when a bitch stop will post front face sweater pictures and start posting that mirror behind the back pic one time on Gram, she ain't posted that bitch in a minute.
That means. Oh.
Hey, look, I be seeing telltale signs.
Demon Slayer. Oh,
you
bro.
Not fucking with that nigga right now.
No,
huh?
Not for shit right Demon now. Demon Slayer. Nigga.
This week.
Hey, this week, is the only time you get week, whoever slide in home. He the only one. It's only gonna be one nigga that slide across home plate.
And he probably the reason why she don't. She ain't about to fuck with nobody else.
Yeah,
never that, like that.
Man, man. But that nigga done came in. Hit her with the weak knees.
Man,
hit her with the weak knees.
Bro, he blew his load too quick. Nigga came in that bitch excited. And then hit her with the whack wood. She like, I'm just going back. I'm just going back to the old nigga. Cause at least that nigga bust the doonies down
I've
right
done
now.
That shit. Nigga. When you hit a bitch and then she go gay, you back. Oh, oh,
man. Listen.
What happened?
Listen.
I wish I counted more.
Bro.
It's a safe space.
When you hit a bitch and she go gay, you be like,
when a bitch cheat on when a bitch cheat on you and then be like,
that bitch,
I was dumb. I was dumb. I let this nigga fuck it. This shit was trash. I'd be like, hey, at least we could talk about it. Like,
but some of this shit be trash too. I ain't disappointed.
Oh, what? Many times.
Now I can fully engage you. I said y'all had this shit. Hold on. Hey, women. Cause I almost called y'all bitches, but I'm doing better. No, women, I'm speaking directly to y'all. You cannot act like that. Y'all are never responsible for bad sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all put it all on the dude. Which most of the time,
you hit the spot a couple of times and
the
bitch won't tell you. Like, no, keep doing that. But bitch, you snapped. It's like, bitch, I don't know your body like that. It's gonna take me a few times to learn that shit.
Bro,
some
bitches only had 5 dicks in their life. Some bitches only had 10 dicks in their life. So it's only so much that bitches be knowing. Even the bitches that got 70, that maybe knocked down 50 to 70 niggas, them bitches still can't fuck neither. So it just be like, you gotta get you a bitch that is in tune with her body, sexuality, and comfortability at all moments, bro. If a bitch come in that bitch and already nervous and you can't shake the nervousness, then it's not going
sex
to go well.
Terrible.
It's not going to go. She got timid thighs.
Yeah,
I got a question for niggas though. Y'all ever had a bitch to direct y'all on the shit on some GPS shit?
Yeah.
Oh, left, right,
yeah.
Left.
Yeah.
Turn.
Listen,
and I like that reverse. Shit. I like that shit because look. Because look, they usually be older women to begin with, or older than me, I should say. So it'd be like, you know what you want. You know what you're trying to get out of this, and you know how to get to that point. Cool. Because I do too. And that's what I use on good pussy or bad pussy. I'm nothing. I don't give a fuck.
Shit, I'm
still getting back there. No, I'm not. I drove this. I done came all this.
My
I'm getting
text,
I'm nothing.
Damn. From fucking to my granny text me, that's a wild transition. That's a wild transition.
This nigga said, y'all remember
that? I'm a spit.
I'm like,
Rams.
Damn.
Or spray.
Life alert.
Life alert.
Squirt the life alert.
So you can't get it, man. It's so good. Life alert.
I'm never going back. Hey, listen. Has it been times where I did not bust during? Hell yeah, bro.
Oh, everybody faking.
Plenty.
It's not even faking.
I ain't even faking.
Like,
it's like.
I'm going all.
My nigga made the, my nigga did the vinegar strokes. My nigga faked the vinegar stroke. Wow.
Hey, dog. Cause now he got hoes out here thinking they got superpowers and they dope.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just going to be pussy though, for real. Honest to God, bro. That shit is.
Look, like, all pussy is at least equivalent to my hand.
Fuck no. Can't nobody touch me the way I can touch you. Hey, ain't nobody in this world that can touch me the way I touch me.
Because it can get wet on its own. No. My hand is not auto lubricant. If my hand auto lubricated, nigga, it's a different story.
Hey.
Bro. Bro. You fuck a bitch in here. This room stinks.
Bro,
fucking with a condom on is trash. Let's just break it down. It is trash. So if the pussy is trash and you got a trash bag on, it is all, it's just a bunch of trash in that room. It's just a bunch of, you're garbage disposal. You're garbage disposal, nigga.
Trash man.
Yeah. Trash man. Trash man, come pick up for your garbage.
Bro, like, I was just talking about this. I had this bitch, bro. I was fucked there for like 3 months. Whatever. I'm like, man, this shit just ain't hitting right. Now. I hit this bitch one time without that motherfucker. Boy, hey, dude.
Hey, bro.
Y'all know the funny part about that shit, bro. Bitches can't spit this when you hit them raw, though, bro. Like, if you hit them with a condom, bro, I swear to God, it's a little bit less connection. But if you hit a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
If you hit a bitch.
Skin the skin.
Please don't nut at the bitch, bro.
Oh, no.
No, skin the skin. So, look. So, this be the thing. This is my theory about that shit, bro. Women be knowing the real deal about that shit. So, they look like, all right, this nigga was really willing. Put his wood inside.
Put his life in danger.
Like, yes. That's bro, yes. Really yes. Like, literally, bro.
Bro
like,
you know how much a bitch love
what dog say, bro? That's like fucking nice. Then nigga say, oh, I cracked out. Oh, I cracked out.
Bro.
Every time.
Bro. But a bitch, but you know how much a bitch love you if she feel that you trust her enough to fuck her raw the first time?
But now,
like the first, hey, like, first yeah, first, yeah, first, yeah.
Hey, that is a one.
First off, if you fuck a bitch raw the first time,
that's your girlfriend.
You
that's
a girlfriend.
Your girlfriend.
Nigga.
Oh, that's your girlfriend. That's your girlfriend.
And I believe that everybody in this room probably trifling ass niggas,
hey,
bro.
What? You know how many bro, you when a bitch convince you, hey, I don't, I'm allergic to condoms. Like, hey, look, bro.
We got it. I watched booty calls. So I was already hit. So the bitch said that, because a bitch pulled that on me before and shit. So, I'm allergic to latex. I'm like, well, they got lamb skin, bitch.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was just like, if a bitch didn't give a fuck, I'm going in raw.
Yeah, with somebody y'all know. With somebody I'm in a relationship, you know.
When I got older, it really started setting in on me when I was like, oh, no, nigga, you playing a wild.
That shit dangerous.
All these condoms was used.
Yeah. Once you in like 20 and above, it's just like, when you in high school, but that's how niggas end up with a scene in high school. Because you just, look. Y'all both ain't that same. Nigga, homies. You out there feeling like Drake, I'm too sexy for my shit.
Hey, I love that song too for some reason.
Unbelievable. But when he's like, okay, all
right. I can, okay.
It's disrespectful.
And you like it too, you know.
Bro, that shit be, when I said that shit last week, I was like, bro, when he say that shit.
It's the video.
It's disrespectful that Uzi did not get the feature on her. It's disrespectful. That had Uzi. That had Uzi written all over
when
it.
When he said Red Diamond Spaghetti, I was like, nah.
Man, before we slid off that condom shit, I can only say this because I just talked to my girl about this, all right? You feel me and shit? But she asked me if I ever had a threesome. She's like, how many bitches have you ever had a threesome?
Wait. What kind of question is that?
She just wanted to know. I'm not going to tell her.
Wait, listen. She asked, it's the difference between.
You know I had threesome, bro.
Yeah, it's the difference between have you ever had a threesome and how many threesomes have you had?
Yeah.
Your girl must have heard the secrets or something because she asked.
But look. All I know is she asked me that. Not till she said how many at a time.
Okay, got you on that.
I said Jimi Hendrix. Right. But I'm so fucking funny. When I did, bro, I used three different condoms too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna keep it a buck. I was so protective. I was like, I ain't about to double dip.
Hey, this nigga had his shit laid out like we was at Subway.
Don't you know a little man?
That nigga said, I was like,
bro, when this. The Trojan, I used to get the Trojan three packs. It was three per, three per, three per. So every time I was switching, nigga, I was switching motherfucking condoms.
Bro, you should have just had them bitches with the dental down.
Hey, I ain't no pussy. I ain't eat pussy till I was about 25 years old, bro. No cap.
What?
I got my dick sucked since I was 9, bro. No cap. What? And I got the first time
first
I got
off,
my dick sucked was about 2 bitches. And I was 14 when I was 9.
All right, that's
different. Different story.
That's pedophilia.
It is that, but
I do appreciate the.
They was practicing their boyfriends.
But them niggas, them two bitches is wild, and because a lot of bitches was wild doing shit like that.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm 5 kids
and
shit ain't hit me till I looked at my check one day.
I was like,
damn.
Like,
I got a
strong 5?
Yeah,
5 kids. That's what's up.
Damn,
that's
bro.
What's up.
But let me ask you this shit. Real shit. When you was just how long? Hold up. First off, how long have you had kids?
I was
19. All
right. I was turning 15. That's
what I turned 20. When you was moving by yourself, just doing your own thing, did you feel when you started having kids that shit put you in another perspective of thinking a different way?
Can't ever stop.
Than kids, bro. It ain't no person in this world. Bro, you fat, you stank. Ooh. Nigga, weird. What happened to you? Like, nigga, you be like, God damn, he's like, dead, bro, nigga. Bro. That's what happened. How you woke up to the casket and say, what happened to you?
This is real shit happened the other day. Zariah.
She probably gonna be happy.
Hey, so we are gonna give a salute to our sponsors before we jump right into this thing. Let's shout out Yak Town Don't Back Down,
Don't Back Down,
and also Maturity Productions. Shout out to the sponsors. Hey, but we gonna kick this shit off. We gonna jump into the 2021 BET Hip Hop Award nominations. Damn,
they still do that.
Yeah, this shit came back around fast, cause you remember last year they had the 85 South Boys on their hand hosting that shit.
Yeah.
So damn, we back to this time of the year again. So I looked up the categories, a few of them that stood out to me, and we gonna start talking about the best new hip hop artists. First we got Blast. Next we got Coley Ray. Next Don Toliver, Moray, Pooh Shiesty, and Young Blue. Anybody stand out to y'all?
Coily Ray is snappy.
She fine.
Yes.
Bro, I don't give a fuck about her. She just
Nick, man. But her music actually straight. I fuck with it. She is taking the Days Love song and running with it. I ain't gonna lie to you. But unfortunately,
sometimes you gotta,
bro, that's part of the game.
Take the fucking style and run with it, nigga.
And this, I don't want to seem sexist, and it's gonna sound sexist as fuck. Coily Ray, she's shaking her ass, bro. She throwing ass around. It ain't much,
but it's ass. She just need to. She just need to get pregnant.
Rolling Loud.
She just need to get pregnant. Man, get them hips.
When she the one that was on Rolling Loud, that was looking stupid.
Yeah,
but bro, people be trying to make her look stupid. But it be like, bro, it be a lot of artists like that. They try to make her seem a certain type of way, kind of like.
Cause they don't like Benzino.
But
they don't like Benzino.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what I mean. I know what it is, but she still looks stupid.
I don't feel like
she was fine. She was fine
when she keep on building her career off of all this shit, and it's obvious.
I'm talking about the performance. I'm talking about not her as an
artist. Some people don't fuck with some of her music. So if you get to a certain crowd, like if I get to a certain section of a Michigan game, it's gonna be certain niggas at the Michigan game who like, fuck these niggas, fuck Michigan. Yeah. But when I get to the rest of the crowd, they gonna be like, Michigan, nigga, we here for these niggas. So
it's just everybody.
You can get to a certain section of the crowd, like they ain't fucking with it.
It's just,
they probably,
you can't please anybody though.
Yeah, hey. They probably fuck with somebody else.
Hey, Pooh Shiesty had the song of the summer though.
I like
that. He did.
I mean, that's the thing, though.
Blood, right?
Yeah. I was like more springtime, but because then Essence came out and that was the, actually the song of the summer. But motherfucking that nigga, that brr brr, that, if he wouldn't have went to jail for trying to kill a nigga,
but ain't back.
No, not yet.
No, but he not.
Bro. Before I quit working job, before I start just filming 100%, bro, I was listening to that shit when I was at work. I was ready to kill a nigga.
Bro, I could never.
That bitch,
bro,
you looking like Notre Dame, bro. Yeah, I came in late. Like,
bro.
I came in late.
I be like, dog.
Y'all see me, nigga? Hey, I'm in that bitch talking mad shit,
bro. That's one of them songs, bro, where it's just like, man, the shit in your inner spirit, your inner sanctum, be like, you ready? Is it time to go out tonight, nigga? I don't need them. I got my.
You know why y'all like that?
I used to, man, bro, in middle school, Highland Park and shit, used to steal so fucking much, bro. I went to middle school in Highland Park. I'm from Detroit though. But yeah though, shout to George Washington Carver. But anyways though, Yu-Gi-Oh cards and shit. But then one time, this is my last time ever stealing some shit in CVS. I had grabbed a motherfucking honey bun, bro. This was like
sixth grade too.
Let me hold up before you act. Like, I gotta tell a story and shit. I'm in the water. I gotta keep fucking stroking. So yeah, though, yeah. Like a canoe. You feel me? Like a canoe. You know, row your boat.
Keep going.
All right, though. Anyways, though, CVS and shit. Right. Grabbed the motherfucking White Hostess honey bun. Right? And you know that used to be
the
way better.
The glaze.
So I grabbed that, right? And then I grabbed a bag of the Mighty Hot Cheetos. The whole 99 cent bag. I was ready to go, you feel me? So I think I put the honey bun in my pocket or some shit like that. And I had the chips in my hand.
It's a microwave.
It was cold outside. I had a.
And he put them in the pocket.
Bro, I was a middle school. This was middle school as fuck. This ain't high school or college or no shit. Like I said, this the last time. This the last time I ever stole. This the last time I ever stole.
Microwave honey bun in a pocket.
So yeah though. So I got the honey bun in my pocket, in my coat. I'm going up to the front out of nowhere. This black guy come up. He worked there. He an employee or some shit like that. He was like, where is that? I'm like, what? He like, where the honey bun at? I'm like, I pull that bitch out. Shame and shit.
It was microwave.
He was a fool. But look, 6'3", so then I had the chips and shit. I'm like, I was gonna pay. And then he let me. I was like, I'm gonna pay for these though. And he was like, nah, get out the store. I never stole some shit after that shit. Cause bro,
he didn't even let you pay for the other nutrients. You had to find a whole new store.
It wasn't nutrients. Some hot Cheetos. Them bitches was cracked back then.
Oh,
so
yeah, bro.
With cream cheese, y'all wouldn't up on
it. No, I did that with the crackers. Not with the hot Cheetos, though. Oh
my thing about that cream cheese shit. My thing about cream cheese is when you go to the store, I'm never looking in the cold aisle where the sour cream and shit is at, and the butter and cheese.
Have you ever had?
Yeah, but I don't like that shit like that.
No.
What was he supposed to do? Swipe that bitch sideways? Hold on, okay.
Hey, so we gonna look at Hustler of the Year real quick. So Cardi B made that list. Well, nominated Drake, Lil Baby, Meg Thee Stallion, Saweetie, and Young Blue. Hey, nominated twice so far. We've talked about this shit.
Saweetie's got the McDonald's. You know, she got the McDonald's deal. That's pretty big. Following in the wave of Travis Scott, last year whenever he had that whole McDonald's deal. So, I mean, that's a lane. It's a wild ass fucking lane because McDonald's is garbage.
Her deal was
trash. I mean, I don't know about the food. I'm just talking about the fucking deal itself. I wonder what she got paid for that. Is that Googleable?
Yes.
Probably so. No, but she is a new brand ambassador for one of these makeup.
She got paid a lot of money.
She is a new brand ambassador for one of these makeup companies I was reading this week too.
I'm saying you gotta think $500 and at least for an endorsement, at least. Right. And she probably made even more. And she maybe even got a royalty percentage off of it being called a sweetie meal. That's a lot of cheese, bro.
Literally.
More nominations.
Yeah, we got another nomination. Hip Hop Artist of the Year, Cardi B, Drake.
She ain't been doing shit. Where the fuck Cardi B been taking a nap? Did she just have a baby or something?
She just had a baby.
Yeah, she a mom.
Lil Baby, Meg Thee Stallion, and Tyler the Creator.
Tyler the Creator.
But you already know how BET gonna play that one.
Fuck how they gonna play it. It's gonna be Tyler the Creator.
Lil Baby gonna win.
Is it album of the year?
No, nope. Hip Hop Artist of the Year.
Hip Hop Art. Oh,
Lil Baby
and putting in work.
Hip Hop Artist.
Lil Baby be consistent.
Lil fucking Baby, his song is on motherfucking every radio station, every other song. And it's four different songs.
His song is a feature.
It's four different songs he got on the radio. He got the Cali shit. He got that.
Hey, y'all saw Dua Lipa put that. The baby levitating back up.
She did. It was the streaming shit. That's why I went.
Cancel
like that.
Culture is fake.
It was the stream, bro. When the song without the baby started getting higher stream numbers than the one with the baby, that was the one they put on the radio. So that wasn't the game.
I'm just saying.
So when the baby one went back,
they took that shit off.
Yeah. They didn't take it off none of the streaming sites.
Oh,
they,
I'm telling, he said the radio.
Yeah, I'm saying because the streaming numbers went up on the one without the baby.
That shit the other day.
And then when the baby one started streaming more than that one, that's the one that gets played on the radio.
Well, yeah, nah, we know that. But I'm just
but
saying,
if she personally promoting
baby,
that shit.
After the baby did that shit and he said that shit, they had took it off for a second.
By her request.
No, it was a
feature.
No, no.
But it's
the baby was not on the original song.
No.
Then they put the baby on it. The song blew up on TikTok. It became something big. And then the baby did that shit where you like, you know, the whole gay stuff where you was talking about. And they had like took the song off the CD, basically.
No.
On streamers and shit like that for a second. And then they put that shit back on and now she back promoting that shit.
It never left the streaming sites.
Bro, it did.
No, it didn't.
I'm almost. If it didn't,
it did.
My bad. I'm lying.
Ooh, I'm just saying.
But I swear, I went to go look at that shit and I remember. It was just like, why isn't this shit at the top? Because this is her, like, one of her biggest songs and I couldn't even find it for it. So.
But
I could be wrong. You know, I've been wrong.
But she did publicly criticize him, though.
And then now,
you promote the song back with the nigga.
She like, hey, but my nigga.
Hey, bro, whites don't give a fuck about that.
Bro, nobody give a fuck about that shit.
I know. I'm talking about whites don't give a fuck about what the deal of the day is, nigga. If I needed to promote not liking you this week and then being in love with you next week, like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. That's how they think about life. See, we be having our realness and that whole real nigga shit be getting in the way sometimes of the money.
That real nigga shit, and I'm sorry to put it like this, that has a whole enslaved mentality, bro.
Man.
We gonna be real, not to say to each other, but we gonna be real to a sense where we gonna keep ourselves in a fucked up situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. How? Why? Why?
Because I'm gonna tell you why. The only reason we do it is because we emulate those that's in power. Like,
but they aren't doing that.
They will shit on each other.
Then work together 10 years from now when a nigga finally get back.
Niggas
be when
fucking,
I say when I say though when I say
girls and boys
hating shit and just be like, no, fuck that nigga. He got a close
bro,
point to get to
that
where
happens.
I'm, bro. I ain't gonna help.
That
me.
Happens,
he
but
got a close point to get to where I'm getting. These niggas are really be like
I said, that's emulation. Emulation, bro.
You gonna get to where I'm getting to? Then we gonna hurt.
Emulation of the oppressor. I ain't talking about your every average day white folks, cause they getting it too. I'm talking about the ones who got control of the laws and can back it up with money to do whatever kind of fuck shit you wanna do. That's very secretive. It ain't out blatantly.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? But it's secretive. So we want to be like them. It's just like a woman. It's just like a woman. You know what I'm saying? A woman choose a man who has access to greater power. She may have love in this relationship and this memory and this time with you, but it's just something in her that seems to be secured. So she may go to the man who just has control over a greater power. That's all it is. And we do the same thing to those who seem to have control over greater power. But we got the most powerful thing. Like what we doing right here, unity. Yeah. Like working together, we honestly can do any fucking thing because we create every fucking thing. They some marketing geniuses. They are marketing geniuses, and that's pretty much it,
bro. You said we were just talking about that shit even last week. You know, just like, hey, bro, as a unit, when it comes across to the podcast, we can't seem like we arguing on the podcast, but the debates that we have together, or even as a unit, those have to be talked about because those are differing opinions that really are in our community.
Come on.
And if we can't even have them together, how can we have them outside of this? And I don't mean to talk about it in a millennial sense, but in this safe space where it's just like, bro, we literally talk about fucking hoes, doing all this other shit. But as soon as we get down to some real nitty gritty shit, we kind of start falling apart.
That go back to... Yeah. That go back to niggas acting like bitches, bro. True. Because I'm just talking about more.
It's
so,
in all of us. It's in all of us.
It's just more so, nigga. When it come to have you, we can't. If you want to call yourself a leader or be an actual leader in something, nigga, and you can't have tough conversations with niggas that you consider close, how the fuck can you teach somebody that don't know you from Adam and then expect that nigga to take in the teachings that you giving him? You could be dropping the most jewels. But you ain't had no pupils. Yeah, how can you, nigga, if you ain't never had no pupils, my nigga, how can you not the teacher, nigga? You just a nigga with some lessons in your back pocket. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's a lot of niggas out here trying to give niggas game and all this shit that ain't never had no fucking pupils, nigga.
Only thing I know is this:
when y'all two have it back and forth, or we have a back and forth, nigga, people listen to that and they be like, damn, bro, the real, you can tell that these niggas is passionate about that shit. But that's like when I go out, when I was even back in college, when I go out and I talk to people about certain shit and I'm passionate about it, nigga, it's like, bro, I'm not yelling at you. I'm trying to convey the seriousness behind the words that I'm telling. But
I don't have the seriousness of what you feel. That's how I look.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where it comes across, where it's just like, as a unit, as black people in general, we understand we passionate people, just like Hispanic people are. We a passionate group of folks. And we have to understand that a little bit more about each other. That's the thing about white people. I think they understand each other a little bit more in America, where they just like,
they work together.
Yeah, bro. They just white. Like, yeah, we know that we have passive aggressiveness. We have this against each other. But we still trying to get this cheese. We still trying to make words. So it's like with us, we really be like, I'm mad at that nigga. So we not making money together.
Crazy.
Yeah. That shit got
on some serious note type shit.
Yeah.
They go back to the slave shit. Yeah. Me and him be playing and shit like that. When we be saying that type of stuff, I don't be serious. Like, I'm Darcy. I don't feel like this. But
it's rooted from somewhere. Like, it's still rooted. It's not. It's a joke.
You was in the house. Like, you ain't never heard any of your life, bro. You in the house.
I'm biracial.
All jokes is rooted in truth. All jokes is rooted in some truth, nigga. Like,
you feel me?
That's the only way I would have been biracial at one point in time in my life.
Yeah, but like, I would have had it. Like, we had a conversation on some shit like that. Like we were just talking about some shit like on some old type shit.
Yeah.
We were talking the other day and shit like that. It wasn't on no bullshit type shit like that. But Barry was in the back. The nigga was like, yeah, but you like skin, motherfucker.
It's always
like you. I'm like, bruh, like, what the fuck are you
it's
talking about?
It's a true statement,
you know
though.
What I'm saying? Like,
it's a true statement, though. As I've grown up, I've literally had to do nothing to be attractive to women.
Yeah.
Other than my my skin tone. Whereas like a lot of, no disrespect, I ain't trying to be disrespectful. A lot of the black motherfuckers I know in my life, them niggas had to game up, get their gear together, feel certain things.
I can't say that.
Cause you a different type of nigga. That's different.
I'm just saying. I saw a lot of light.
You geared up right now, nigga. What the fuck? Like you geared up, my G.
I saw a lot of light skinned niggas who was bummy ass niggas getting hoes. That a lot of dark skinned niggas,
that was cool ass
motherfuckers.
But it was a dark
skinned
nigga.
Bro, dark skinned niggas could fight. So light skinned Hispanic bitches was trying to fuck the niggas that could fight.
It just wasn't their time.
Because
as they grew up,
he's saying it right now.
Shit changed different. And shit became different where it was like, hold up. Bro done got 6'3".
Yeah.
And now he looking different. Yeah. He throw a suit on or some shit, some other shit on. It's a different story. Bro, bro. So
that nigga don't got snot on his top lip no more. Hey, that nigga ain't just he ain't not. He ain't not showering and just spraying Axe on.
Hey, this is deep rooted shit in our black community too. His socioeconomic status has changed.
Come on.
Because of him.
Yep.
And he decided to pull himself up to say, I won't be the same nigga who didn't shower for more than 3 days because of the shit I had to go through as a kid.
And light skinned niggas. And light skinned niggas, just because you look, nigga, we know you didn't shower too, you stank bitch.
No, real shit, you bummy as fuck.
Your hair ain't been that.
When I was in my senior year of high school, we didn't have running water in my house. I was taking showers with bottled water. Like, I was just literally washing myself in a basin of water. I would put in a bowl. And then I would wash my body down and then just, like, take a bottle of water and just rub that bitch over me so I can rinse it off. And that's it. That's all I could do.
But then that bowl, you
wasn't no heat. Yeah, bro, wasn't no heat in the house. It was a lot of shit like that, bro. It was just like, but when I went to school, niggas didn't, cause I was trying to portray myself as something totally different. So people looked at me like, oh, he trying to be fresh. He trying to be this guy and that guy. Like, okay,
I'm going through the same shit.
I ain't got shit, bro.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. As we grow and we start to understand as black men together, we all kind of had that kind of, especially growing up where we've grown up from. We've had that issue.
Bro, I think every 5 years, bro, as a man, you have a self-reflection. 3 to 5 years, you have a self-reflection and look at that nigga that you was and be disgusted at some at 79.8 things. Oh, yeah. But 79.8% of the things you remember you doing 3 to 5 years ago, you like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
What was I think? Where was my mind space at when I was doing this certain action?
I was 22. I literally... bitch that I was with that I thought was the woman I was gonna be with forever put me out the crib we was living with. I had to move back in with my parents. We finally in a position where I'm not in that position no more because I had to mold myself to grow. I didn't have a driver's license when I moved back. I didn't have a job when I moved back. I didn't have shit. I didn't have a car. I didn't have nothing, bro. I was literally...
And had a dog. I never met a nigga that had no money, no nothing, but had a dog. That's a homeless nigga. That's a real homeless nigga. This nigga was the pursuit of happiness with a dog, not a kid.
None of this shit would be here without that bitch finally saying,
get out.
You're a hell. Leave, nigga.
Bro, I turned 30 last month, bro. At 25, that nigga, son, when you talk about being happy that you go through certain shit, though, I'm so proud that the things that I went through was like, hey, you got to realize that if you don't change soon, son, it's going to be a wrap for your dumb ass. Like, bro, because that's really what that shit show you. It's like, you want to keep playing this shit wild? I show you what wild is, nigga. And, bro,
Life got a twist to it.
This an Oliver Twist, nigga. You want more? Yeah, exactly.
Hey, but we gonna move on. Hey, we gonna jump to Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner.
They want more.
Yeah, they definitely want more because it's announced that they got their second baby on the way. Travis, Kylie, pregnant. It looks like they have reconciled their relationship because that shit did fall off for a minute. So that's what I really want to hit on. Like, we didn't have two high profile relationships come back together and deliver babies because Cardi and Offset just had their baby within the last 7 days. So, like,
as I always say,
let's be you real. Can, Travis you can. Is the truth. Travis is one of the best hip hop artists. Like, and I know people don't want to give him that credit, but he one of the best hip hop artists.
They'll be all right. That's true.
In the last 10 years, probably.
I like all the shit he do, but I just don't know him. So I never really sat there and listened to Travis.
I literally like start liking Travis Scott because of Ty Dolla $ign. Because of Ty Dolla $ign.
He sounds like
A$AP
Rocky to me.
He
sounds like
A$AP
Rocky.
What you mean? What you mean?
No,
this nigga's
problem. This nigga. Real friend. So, you know, I'm on the podcast, I've been so transparent.
Real friends. Once.
When I listened to Real Friends by Kanye West for the first time, I thought that was Travis Scott. So I was like, whoa, this nigga is cold.
Because I was the nigga that was telling this nigga that I like Travis Scott.
So I went back and I started listening to Travis Scott. And I was like, oh, this nigga really is cold. And then I realized, like, that wasn't Travis Scott. On that shit. That was Ty Dillerson.
That was Ty Dillerson. Because Ty Dolla $ign and Travis Scott sound nothing alike. Ty Dolla $ign sound the exact same on every song.
ASAP.
I don't think so neither.
They remind me of each other.
ASAP and Tyler the Creator had a time where them niggas was sounding
because
alike.
Because they was still using deep voice and shit to get like.
ASAP more nasally.
Tyler the Creator. When I first started hearing Tyler the Creator when I was in high school, bro, I was literally like, this nigga is sweet, man. And people just like, you talking about raping bitches and doing shit like that, and I'm like, I get it, but it's kind of a.
Eminem with Diamond off that shit. What are they talking about?
It's a parody. And I get that shit not funny. I'm not trying to make it seem like that shit funny or a joke. But it was the artistry and what he was saying. You have to break it down and really listen to it. And I know that people don't want to. You shouldn't have to.
When it's just shock valve. Because some niggas don't want to just hear shock jock shit. Where it's just like, you just finna pop on this bitch and just say the wildest shit possible. Don't nobody give a fuck.
Even way
bro, you gotta have, bro. Niggas, bro. Hey, listen. The better, the more haters you got. Guess what? The more famous you are, bro. If LeBron got 50 million followers on all social media, he got 150 billion people that hate that nigga. And it's only 1.6 on Earth.
I feel like I don't know who loves me. I just know that everybody don't. That's it. Like, this is like, I don't know who love me. I know that everybody don't, though.
Man.
And that's the main point about it that everybody got to remember. It's just like, everybody don't like you, love you, or have to.
Bro.
They don't have to like shit about you.
As my nigga Patrice once said, bro, why can't I just not like you? Like, nigga, because there's certain people, bro, I just be like, I can look at your face and be like,
people,
I don't like you.
Like, oh, that's my guy. And it's just like,
I don't like that nigga.
I don't really like that nigga. And it's not to say bro, that I don't want to see that nigga do good. It's just,
bro,
I don't want to really hang out with him.
I see that nigga's picture. Unfollow, nigga. Like, I don't want it, bro. It's certain people.
That's hate.
Bro, that ain't hate. I don't got to. Again.
I still be like, Mike. Like,
no, bro, I ain't doing none of that shit.
It's
people in it, and this is for like, niggas and bitches, bro. If I just start looking and seeing shit that I don't necessarily agree with, nigga, get out of here. Get off of my timeline, bitch. I don't like that you wear them eyelashes so much. Get out of here. I have that right, nigga. The same way this nigga Travis Scott got the right, as I've always said, you can always fuck your baby mama again. So regardless of anything, the relationship was off for 3 months. Oh man, especially you gave her the first child, not the second. You gave her the first one, so you got all time connection with that bitch.
And the child cute.
And it's a
but the child look good.
them niggas like, we gonna always be able to read
this
shit.
Bro, how the fuck do like, all them kids look all the same, bro? All of them kids look the
West,
blues, blacks. Bro, Kardashians, nigga, they wasn't playing. They told y'all keep up.
That's real integration.
They told y'all niggas keep up. Not stand. Hey, Donald Trump said stand down and stand by. Nigga, they said keep up. Nigga, we're going to the next level with your niggers. And OJ, we're getting them out.
A group of black kids in the music industry who are going to eventually control the music industry.
Bro, man. Tiana Taylor's daughter out there doing Tiana Taylor shit already.
But when you really look at it, it's just the same way as any other thing. When you look at the TV industry, it was literally passed down from generation to generation.
Nepotism is a real thing.
Would not be anywhere if it wasn't for his dad.
Bro,
Alan Thicke, Rob Thicke would be nowhere without Alan Thicke.
Martin Sheen. Martin Sheen said, hey, listen.
Fuck our Mexican
fuck our original names, because that ain't going to work, nigga. We need to sound like, nigga, my nigga said, listen. Sheen, bro. My nigga Martin Sheen, bro.
That nigga is Mateo Estevez.
Bro, Mateo.
That nigga name is Mateo.
What?
Yeah, bro. In real life?
His son name is Emilio Estevez.
His son's name is Emilio Estevez. His other son name is
Charlie Sheen.
Carlos Estevez.
That's Charlie Sheen.
So he's Spanish.
Yeah.
Like I'm Spanish. Never. Wow.
Emilio Estevez, nigga.
Emilio Estevez is Charlie Sheen's brother. The nigga from D2 the Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks, nigga. Coach Bombay.
That's Charlie Sheen's brother, nigga. Yes. Look
that's Martin Sheen's son. Oldest son.
Hey, do we got a never ending debate?
Martin Sheen from the West Wing.
That's crazy.
That's his son. Both of them is his son.
So, 1.6 million an episode, Charlie Sheen.
Emilio Estevez kept with his real name, which is Emilio Estevez.
And played in one good movie, D2 the Mighty Ducks.
Hey, one day we got a list.
This shit crazy.
Yeah, bro. It's not falsified. I wouldn't have brought it up if I was.
They both look weird. They look weird as hell.
I wouldn't have brought it up.
Hold on, let me see that.
Bro.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen look like a clone or some shit.
Charlie Sheen got the AIDS, nigga, that's why. Big Magic Johnson got the AIDS big time.
We got a tear. We got a tear.
Yeah,
bro.
No, I know, nigga.
Look at Martin Sheen, they daddy, same chin.
Martin Sheen, bro. Look up Martin Sheen.
Look, bro, you gonna know who that you gonna know who he is.
You gonna be like, bro, this they daddy? Just like Ben Stiller does.
Bro, he's got the AIDS big time. Big Magic Johnson. What has he ever done?
Same nigga. Same nigga.
Bro.
Fucking whites and Mexicans.
Hey, he was ahead of his time. He said,
"This is a biracial nation."
He said, "People gonna be reading resumes. I can't have this name."
Hey,
dog.
That's a dog ass name. That's a dog ass name for a white nigga.
That would if you was an artist named Emilio Estevez. Man, you would be doing a bachata, nigga, everywhere, nigga. Man, what?
Have him dancing bachata. Man, go turn into Woofty.
Man, Woofty. Niggas found out his uncle was a big wig in the industry. He ain't come out with nothing. Yeah, bro. Bro, CJ, Charlie Jr.
CJ Estevez.
Man, bitch ass. Man, this nigga out there. Oh, that's how you got the Ferrari in the video, huh? CJ Estevez, nigga. Man.
Nigga.
I need two on the floor. I need $200, nigga.
Jimmy Walker Jr.
He's like, Sammy Davis Jr. Nigga, now, man. Come over, get drunk all the time.
Right.
Come on.
Hey. Your dad? Get him
out. Bro, them Italian mob niggas. Them niggas really ran, well, they created Hollywood, but them niggas really was in every single 1990 movie. Yeah. No, Italian Mafia niggas made Hollywood.
I mean, it was probably teamwork.
Fucking WAP.
Okay. That's a dance though.
Hey, but we gonna move on.
Rocco.
So
Rocco.
We gonna go to 21 Savage. Hey, so 21 Savage hopped in the debate of whether you get the money or you have dinner with Jay-Z. In so many words, he said, "Who know the type of person he is? He'll end up with both." But
the type of nigga I am, if I talk to Jay-Z one day, he just gonna be like, "You the coldest motherfucker I've ever seen since the history of this music shit going on." And I already know that. So for me, it's a, but for a lot of other niggas, take that money.
Just double. Can I say what I'm gonna do real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. I'll pay him for his time. Okay. I fuck with that. If I had to pick one, I'm taking the money.
I think you cracked the like, code. I think you cracked the code.
If it's me, I'm taking the money. If I just had to choose one or the other. Because I think Jay-Z is more valuable in a long-term relationship instead of one moment. You look at Rihanna, billionaire. Kanye, billionaire. Like, Beyonce, billionaire. Everybody who...
And you don't make music, $500,000 is way more. Nine. I'm just saying.
No,
a lot of people, $500,000.
I think you don't know this. I gotta say this real quick. My main thing is a musician.
I'm saying
my main thing is a musician. I only do music. I'm in movies because I know what's gonna draw shit to me.
Yeah, I done heard your music, bro. You cold as music. I'm saying in general, a lot of other people out there in the world, they gonna be like, I'm not a musician.
I'm a musician.
but I do movies. Most of us in this room, we all basically musicians, to be real with you.
I'm 100% a musician.
I'm just saying, like, for the average Joe, for the normal dude who just working at Kroger or something like that, like, he not a musician. Yeah. He not thinking of it like that. He just like, $500K. We're like, for us, we already know we got that grind.
Y'all see the value in talking to somebody like Jay-Z.
Like, yeah, so it's just like, nigga, if I get in a room with a nigga like this, I can actually talk to him and say some shit to him and show him. And show him that shit. But where it's like, if I'm just an average Joe nigga who worked at the pharmacy, $500K is way more. It's like, what am I gonna talk to Jay-Z about pharmacy?
Let's go around the room. What would you buy with that $500K? One thing you would buy. We'll go start with 2G.
J. Cole do it, he say it's a couple of thousand a word, basically. And you really think about it like that, it's just like, bro, you can't pay me for my time, because every hour is a couple thousand bucks that you probably don't got, my nigga. So if you're trying to pay me like a regular employee, you can never employ me.
Bro,
they always think about money. Nobody's sitting up here like, I don't want no money.
But that's why they go,
it's a lot of niggas.
Nobody is ever.
It's a lot of niggas out here in this world that's got a lot of money, bro. It's more expensive for them niggas to leave the house than to stay in it. Nigga, every time we go out the crib, we spend $100, bro. Every single day you leave the house, bro, you gotta get gas already again. Bro, you gotta go to the gas station. You might get some food. You might do this. You might do that. That's 100 fucking smacks. It's 100 smacks, nigga.
On a low level.
Yeah.
But see, I be even trying to stay under. So that
where y'all coming from, I get where y'all coming from.
You, but nigga, so when it comes to, you gotta pay for a driver, you gotta pay for the bodyguard, you gotta pay for the gas, you gotta pay for the jet fuel to go somewhere, you gotta do all of this different type of shit, nigga. It's like, son, look, you give me that 500, that half a ticket, I'm never leaving the crib. I don't want to talk to nobody. You know what I'm buying first? Nothing, nigga. I'm going back to my apartment and putting a big ass gate on my door, nigga. Nobody is allowed in my sanctuary, and that's it, son. That's it. I don't care about people, bro. Like that, Jay-Z, love you, favorite rapper in the world. Don't necessarily want to talk to you.
So what would you buy?
Taking 500.
500 and a big golden gate in front of my door in my apartment, so nobody can come in.
Bro, but that's real. Like, to answer your question, you know what I'm saying? I didn't fuck for like 30 minutes in COVID. You know, so if I had 500 right now, I'm definitely getting the crib, getting the house, I'm buying it. You feel me? Then my kids, I'm gonna set up some shit for them. They can't touch it right now, but when they get like 21, not even 18, but 21, they'll be able to tap into.
Talking about some CDs.
Yeah. So I definitely tap into something like that. And then plus, bro, like, I already feel like at this point, $500,000, bro, a wild ass weekend in like Miami, nigga, I could definitely blow $250,000.
I couldn't, but
you said you could blow $250,000 in a weekend.
Twenty for a year of weekends, I could do that. I could do that and be broke in a year, and that's not nothing different. You know what I'm saying? Like I could blow $20,000 every weekend and just be like, fuck around in a year or so and just be like, oh yeah, I'm done.
Bro, that's the thing about niggas that ain't never had no money, bro. And I ain't saying, bro, we not rich, so I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But that's what happened when niggas ain't never had no money, bro. They just go do shit. They go do shit that's just so out of the ordinary.
I'm talking about when niggas be showing.
I feel like we all done had a disposable 10 in our hand at one point in time where we just fucked it over, kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As men, where we kind of just
didn't realize you was fucking out, because
then when you looked at it,
you was young and you was just doing shit and you was trying to make moves. But when you look back at it, you think, nigga, that 10-20 that I fucked up in that point, I could've did some GQ,
got a YouTube show where it showed like all the rookie niggas, and they be like, how did you spend your first $1 million? These niggas spent $1 million in like 28 days, bro. 28 days through $1 million and they just signed a rookie deal, bro.
Houses, cars.
Like, I mean, son, big chains. And I went and bought this amount of shit. It's like, bro, you spent $1 million in a week? Man, we gotta teach financial literacy to our kids, fellas. We got to not make the same mistakes.
Nah, but it's been a real, real fucking good debate as far as, you know, what would you do with Jay-Z? I'm taking money. I'm a music person, love music, but I just know that money helped me up front.
I'm going with Jay-Z. Because, again, when I look at it for myself, I'm one of the best artists in America. So, when Jay-Z listens to the shit that I got, and he sees everything that I'm able to do, just with the music, the production, shit like that, he's going to be like, you a multi-million-dollar entity just in yourself.
And that's how I feel like with, like, I do music, I do movies, yeah. I do production. I can literally do anything that I spend more than 20 minutes doing.
And that,
so it's like when I feel like he'll take $50,000 from me just come.
And that's where I feel like me and you, we on the same wavelength, but on different aspects of the point. And it's just like, that's the way it is. But that part of it is just like, I can understand where you're coming from. Because a nigga put $500,000 in my bank account.
Because I feel like I'm better than Jay-Z in the first place. You feel me?
As niggas is supposed to feel about they self, how somebody else supposed to believe you great if you don't believe you great? That's, nigga, perception is reality, dog. Perception is reality. If, you know, I come on this bitch and talk a lot of shit, but I remember before we started doing this shit, niggas would be like, bro, why you just don't be talking on the microphone, like, and just be recording yourself? And I'd be like, man, bro, because at first I was just like, I don't know what people would think because I'm not gonna be different. They was like, exactly. Niggas wanna hear that shit. And it's just like, son, even me being as loud and outspoken as I am, I still had a time where I was self-conscious about the shit. Cause I'm like, bro, is how people gonna react when I really, like, damn, this nigga not putting on an act?
That's the
like, this that nigga not.
With you and a lot of people, is that's what people wanna see. You know what I mean? Like, people wanna see that because they see you and they start to see, like, one,
the vulnerability.
I feel the same way that this nigga does, but yeah, the vulnerability as well. But it's like, I feel the same way he do about shit.
You can't say, you know, that person that's feel that way is afraid to say that shit or can't articulate it the same way.
Don't know how to articulate.
Yeah.
I feel like this. Like, I feel like all the problems of the world come from people being insecure, bro.
Oh, yeah, man, hell yeah.
Like, somebody can say something to you. I'm saying, and somebody can take it a whole different way because they insecure with they self. You know what I'm saying? So our conversation, two different people, but everybody taking it a different way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
everybody got their own thing.
But like, once you really leveled up, it's because you just at peace with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you don't got nothing else to prove. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then like, people, like, no matter what they doing, like, you want to see if you can get $1 million because you like, all right. But not to interject too much, but in the music game, that's what it's about. See, and that's the fucked up part about it. As being musicians, it's hard to be a great musician and to be in the industry at the same time, because the industry is contradicting to what being a great musician is all about. Being a great musician is about not caring about what people think about you, doing everything that you should to be you. But the industry is about putting you in this cookie cutter sheet where you need to fit in this mold, and if you don't fit in this mold, then you need to fit in this other mold, and if you can't fit in between that, then fuck you. We're gonna bring up some young 17-year-old who willing to do that shit.
Both of the things y'all said, I think go back to our beginning conversation of the pod. Bitch shit. Niggas be coming in not mature enough to handle the conversations.
And Buffalo niggas grown.
Yeah.
And people can say that the industry is not about real rap, quote unquote. But how is these niggas out in Buffalo about real rap shit?
But again, mature ass men, 30 plus year old men that went through struggle, that went through, that are really family, that really understand the dynamics of what, when we talk about being the real shit, the real shit is being real men, bro. Yeah. Not no in the street, I'm a real nigga because I got some drugs in my pocket. That ain't never made no nigga a real nigga, bro, because you got a gun or because you got some drugs.
You gonna sit in front of your wife and keep it real trill the way that y'all supposed to keep it, even though he don't know what the fuck is even going on. Because to be real with you, when it comes down to that street shit, I'm not trying to say it like that, but it's easy. You playing a game. It's a game of back and forth. You playing a game of battlefield. Yeah. When you playing with emotions, that's a whole other game. You can never try to do.
And that's the but that's the insecurity of it all. Is that, bro, niggas be more scared to be emotionally attached to something than to be physically attached to something.
I'm nigga, physically attached
to the streets, nigga. I'm here. I'm all here, nigga.
My
gun is right here. This money is right here. But when them heartstrings is getting pulled on, and nigga, you know, you start to look inside of yourself. You start to look in yourself and be like, I know this ain't right that I'm doing. I know this ain't right. I know that I feel this feelings that I can't control. And that start to bleed over into everything. Right. Not.
But we're going to move to news or not news.
Man, this is a great. Man, we podding today, fellas.
Hey, right. So I'm going to kick this shit off. So Quality Control Music, QC, they signed running back Alvin Kamara of the New Orleans Saints to their sports agency. Is that news or not news?
News.
Hey, QC moving in a different bag. But it's a lot of people starting to go into that sports agency market, and they trying to get in while it's hot. So I definitely want to shout out Clutch Group with Rich Paul and what's the other guy? Maverick Carter. Them dudes, because they really...
LeBron.
Yeah.
James.
They really pioneered. They really pioneered that.
All niggas was hating on that shit.
It was different. It was for the new generation, bro.
Of kids. It was for... And I feel like kids.
We like original Space Jam when we was kids. Yeah. That's what we had.
The kids fucked that shit.
Hey, my kids fucked it.
Did your kids fuck with it?
They ain't seen it.
Oh, damn.
HP part.
What about... You like it?
Look, nah, I mean... Yeah, I got two kids. But yeah, I got two kids.
And they loved it. Mine, they haven't seen it, but they done seen everything. They done seen every goddamn thing else. Wait. No, hold on. Listen.
No.
No, look. Hey, look, my kids be stuck on that goddamn YouTube looking at motherfuckers play Roblox. That's what they be doing all day.
I forgot. Kid, I forgot kids in a new bag.
Yeah, they, bro.
In a new bag. Movies, what the hell is a movie, nigga?
If you see Roblox, you gonna be like, what the fuck is this? But they really be on that shit heavy.
They went to the movies to watch the purge.
Oh. They keeping it locked in.
You know what my kids be watching? They be watching that nigga.
Like, yeah. Look, the race canceled for today, guys.
I got one story, bro. Look, this shit crazy.
That shit be like a backwards bowling pin.
Look, one day I get a card. This nigga TJ, Tommy Jack, too crazy. He like, damn, nigga, yo, GTA at the strip club? I say, nigga, I ain't at the crib. It was my kid.
Ain't
throwing
money at
this
motherfucker.
What?
Bro, that nigga hit you up and said, you playing the game and not just at the real strip club.
I'm glad he ain't playing with me. I'm glad he ain't playing with me, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro.
Right. Yo, even this bitch throwing money, I'm looking at this nigga on my game. I just walked up on this nigga. Like, this bitch throwing money in the strip club.
Yeah, this is kids the whole time.
Kids in there going wild.
It was the daughter.
News and not news. CLB projected to do 600 streams. 600 plus streams in the first week. 600 plus
units.
Units.
Oh, shit. Hey, 600
plus units in the first week.
That's Drake. I'm not surprised.
News. That's news.
Not news. That's not news.
it's news because, like, nigga, we. I want to get in. Coming from a family where they don't. It's like, I swear to God, on anything I look, no matter what the fuck I do, we didn't even go to that nigga. So, what I'm saying?
Scorpion did 600.
But you know what?
That's the thing. The last person to do that much was Drake.
Yeah, so.
And I know. It's new because I want to give motherfuckers they rose as a bro.
But
like, Drake might feel like this. Just because we feel like this about Drake, he might feel like, damn, I still want to feel like congratulations. This
is you,
bro. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody said,
like, you supposed to. Like, nigga, you great, nigga. You supposed to.
But he did see Sonny.
That nigga, but remember when I said this? But hey, right? But remember when I said
if
that?
If I do 60, look. If I do 60,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hold up. If I do 60 the first week, I will literally break down on Instagram and be like, I love everybody.
Yeah.
Whoever streamed my music, whoever. So when I think of 600 in 1 week, I'm like, if you got a problem with it, nigga, you're the issue. I can't lie to you. What do you want more from us?
Let me
we broke, nigga. We listening to your shit. We broke.
Bro, what?
Got 600.
Look, would you be surprised if they said 10 million from Drake?
In the first week.
If that nigga went diamond the first week, that nigga went diamond, yes. Diamond week first week.
One week, though. I wouldn't be surprised.
But if we talking about when Nelly went diamond.
On YouTube, it could be a 10 million. I wouldn't be surprised.
He's that
great
of a round.
If we talking about when Nelly went diamond.
I fuck with that. I went to a Nelly concert.
I'm just saying, when Nelly went diamond, if Drake would have came out at that time, and they would have been like, Drake went diamond.
People was bad.
I would have been like, of course. But today.
Bro, hold on. What about last week though? When I said that the projection was 600 to 650, and niggas said I was lying.
I did.
Elliot Wilson, I got your back, dog.
Hey, he almost about to be banned on the Instagram.
I'm drinking a little bit, of shit like,
and that's what pissed me off.
They said a million. Would y'all have been surprised if Drake got a million in a week?
No.
Yes.
Not a million.
Got a million in a week?
Not a million.
You would have.
A million is a lot. I'll be like, oh.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Wayne did it.
I understand the numbers a little bit.
That was way back then. Yeah.
But hold on. You got to listen. Drake is making music that motherfuckers going to play back and forth.
Yes.
Back and forth.
Well, really?
So, the drop. The million?
And that did 350. And that did 350. But look, though, you want to know, Drake didn't even skew the numbers because he could have put one of them, he could have put Laugh Now, Cry Later on that bitch, and that bitch would have technically
also,
did so much more.
And also, let's be real about the shit. Drake did not promote this album.
Well, he did. No, he did. Yeah, bro, he was running around with the heart in his head for 2 years.
What song came out before this? What's on that CD came out before
this? I told you, he didn't skew the numbers by putting one of them older songs that he had because he.
What?
So but he had five. He dropped five songs.
So that automatically put your promotion at a no.
But his promotion was the date. He was supposed to drop Certified Lover Boy a year ago. He was supposed to drop it a year ago.
It ain't music. It's internet.
But also, but he dropped.
That's not fair to assess a nigga based off something.
I'm not assessing. That's not even what happened. That nigga tore his ACL getting crossed up by Steph Curry, nigga.
It was also the pandemic.
But regardless of that. He been talking about Certified Lover Boy for two years. That heart been in his head for 2 years.
Regardless of the fact, if I think I'm about to go on tour and then the world shut down, that's a difference, my nigga.
But you said it was no promotion. He been promoting this. Everything on his Instagram has been catered to this. Including taking bitches to Dodger Stadium.
They start the last 5 or 6 hours. We saying this is good promotion on Drake.
I don't necessarily know if I would say yeah. Hell yeah. Actually, yes. Yes. Because Scorpion didn't get no motherfucking promotion. Okay. Scorpion got a zero promotion scale.
That Pusha T battle was Scorpio's promotion.
Think about the machine that's promoting Drake, bro. I think about, like, I can't argue with the fact. Have you heard anyone ever say, hey, yo, check out motherfuckers? These niggas say, yo, check out the new Drake. I have never fucking heard that.
You got any other news or not news?
Yeah. Unity Track, September 25th. Unity Track 8, September 25th.
News!
So, We at it again, September 25th, Phoenix Center, 8 a.m., leave at 9, walk to Hart Plaza in Detroit. If you're considering coming out, September 25th.
Make sure y'all doing y'all rebound and getting ready.
Yeah, that mini trampoline, that's what I've been doing, been getting me, I've been seeing results in less than a week. Oh yeah, that was that some Kendrick, no, that was a J-Rock song. Bro, I was on Facebook Live.
It's just like, oh, this nigga out here wild.
It's a skit.
Jumping around and shit. I'm like, oh, bro, I need to pull up. What's
going on right went, now? Niggas went, oh, my nigga over here rebounding.
Bro,
bro,
get y'all a rebounder.
Bro, I'm like, all right, let me go back to sleep.
I don't know what the fuck you was on. It was a J-Rock song skit. Nah, G. Hey, I appreciate you. You was like, we ready to pull up? I was like, bet. I was like, bet.
I was
yeah.
literally like, bro, I'm pull up right now, nigga. Out of my sleep, nigga. If that's what's going on, nigga, about to scrap.
So,
I saw that nigga jumping around like these. I'm like, oh, nigga, about to scrap?
Yeah, but
he was like, nah, bro.
September 25th, if you considering coming out, I appreciate you. Yeah, so we keep going.
Nigga. Yeah, so are we moving on to our next motherfucker?
Oh yeah, so we're gonna jump into that new segment that never ended debate. Hey, got good traction last week. Good traction. We talked about the little 90s shows.
Yeah. What's the debate this week?
Hey, this
niggas
week
hated me last week. Bro, niggas
he was
literally
hating. Hey, mature the servant was ready to serve you, Paul.
I felt like you was never gonna hit me up.
This nigga is disrespecting my craft, and bro, I don't appreciate it, nigga.
Like, what did you want right now? Like,
all the niggas I looked up to.
It was a good question. It was a good question.
I don't think it's a good TV show.
But what we got this week?
Hey, so
we not gonna, we did that last week.
Yeah.
Oh man. But listen, hold on, chill out. Cheryl Lee Ralph, one of the coldest bitches ever on this planet. That dark skinned, sexy motherfucker. Cheryl Lee Ralph, the mama on Moesha.
Don't remember.
Why her name wasn't Brandy, bro? We talked, me and Steve was talking about that. Why her name wasn't Brandy?
Oh, yeah. Why? Yeah, why her name
was? What's fucking name? Make Mo.
Mo to the.
No. One.
Nah.
Mo. We should have heard, bro.
Mo.
Man, rest in
Rest in peace,
Andale.
Rest in peace, Andale,
nigga. But nigga.
She had the juice spot. She was early on it.
Yeah,
that's where the likes got the idea from.
Yeah, but man, listen, the white bitch had the little cheeks. Oh, was that the Parkers?
Oh, that's the Parkers.
Juice was for life.
So this week never ended debate. Hey, we gonna talk about Drake and Kanye. If Drake wouldn't have took shots at Swiss Beats this week or last week when the album dropped, I think the verses between Kanye and Drake was a real discussion. It was left up to them whether to bring it to them or not, but it had legs. It was mentioned between the two. But since it looked like we not gonna get that because Drake went at this nigga Swiss Beats, and rightfully so.
Rightfully so,
are we talking
about he got drunk and called Drake a pussy on a podcast. Niggas get real comfortable on podcasts.
We talking about the CD.
We gonna just talk about the versus battle. Now we they like
verse 20, top 20 verse top 20.
So we gonna talk about
Drake. Giving that nigga a problem. Drake.
He say Drake.
When I look at Kanye, only gets the edge because of his productions. But when we look at hits, Drake's hits way colder than Kanye's.
You're gonna vibe more with Drake.
Way colder.
What would you put up against Blood on the Leaves by Kanye? What would you put up from Drake? But what would you though?
Kanye better not play that shit.
Kanye, to be real with you, yeah. But Kanye has to put that song up against the right song. So, when I
look
at it,
I don't know. I got Kanye in it.
Kanye,
I'm a Drake fan. All
right, let me just say
I want to hear him finish his shit.
All right, go ahead.
I'm more of a Kanye fan. So, when I look at Kanye, I think of his song as not being hits. He had one amazing, amazing CD. And that was Graduation. A lot of his other CDs were Kanye becoming Kanye, which was dope. That shit was super dope. But when I look at Drake, Drake had one CD of Drake becoming Drake, and then it was just this unlimited pop star machismo that he was able to build on.
But keep this, bro. Is it because your expectations for Kanye was up here and your expectations for Drake was right?
No, they weren't.
From familiarity, they were.
I grew up in the sense of where when Kanye and Drake were, they were both artists. So I really looked at them as artists. Kanye always had an edge over Drake because of how great his production value was and what he could produce on his own. Then it became a certain point where Drake had this musical element that was so bigger than what Kanye West was as a whole. And that was him bringing together Dark Twisted Fantasies and shit like that. Because when Dark Twisted Fantasies came out, Take Care came out the same year. So you have to really look at it in a contradiction. We've seen that from the Kanye's and the other people who was with Kanye. We had never seen that from somebody like Drake and The Weeknd, who built a Take Care that came out at that certain point in time. He grew into an element that was just like, Drake has hits that really hit to a core with a certain demographic, which is a large demographic, whereas Kanye West, his fan base is kind of aged out a little bit.
Yeah.
And that kind of puts him in a backseat.
Yeah. I kind of started.
What you gonna say?
So look. My thing of it is that I look at when it comes to verses, it also play into performance. I think Kanye is a better performer than Drake, and on all aspects of performance. So that plays a part into your perception and verses. That is one of the reasons why when we watch the Locks do that shit, bro. That nigga Jim Jones said, bro, we just walked in there and was gonna just rap records, nigga. And them niggas don't give you no benefit, my nigga. Yeah,
that don't make you seem sweet. Cause when I see another nigga who in there on the rap,
hyena, and you went in there dog food to a lion.
That was like a rap concert versus a spoken word venue.
So it's like I looked at it from him just doing rapping as a rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, you're a rapper. It's okay. But if I look at him overall, like, damn, dope, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I can't get that. But look at Kanye, the reason he gets, and I look at Kanye as one of my top fives because of where I grew up in the range I grew up. But when I look at Kanye, he gets the edge because of that. It's not because he's a better MC than most niggas. I don't think he's a better MC than a lot of niggas.
But that was coming from a nigga that didn't know that. I didn't know that.
But when I look at him, I'm just like, the reason you get put in that realm is because you're producing it. And when I look at it from producer, engineer, rapper, artist standpoint, I just know the type of shit that it takes to make a beat, go into that bitch, and then think of that shit that you was thinking when you was making a beat and creating.
It's two things y'all missing out on though. One of them is Drake came in the era 2009, 2010 where social media was brand new. Drake kind of like he shifted up the basket up the river like Moses right into pop stardom, you know what I'm saying? From Degrassi and shit where I knew him from.
I know he was going to be great.
And then it Kanye, you know, 90s, you know what I'm saying, 2000s, 2010s, right, 2020. But hold on. That's the point. And then also, this is a versus. So Kanye has verses from so many dope artists to where there are songs there you can find, like in this whole treasure chest of music that is Kanye's catalog, you can find a gem to place up against some Drake song. Because honestly, a 20 of Drake will be like listening to a Drake album. We don't go to Versus to hear the Lox album or Jadakiss's whatever they album. We go there to hear a see a show And Kanye is the best at shows, stadium shit. Coming out with a fucking a costume, a red ass, he a Teletubby. You feel me? Like, you gonna watch it.
As my nigga Kanye just said, a lot of niggas rap, sound like me, can't tell who is who. Nigga, when I tell you, Kanye started that realistic rap, when bringing that realistic rap of I'm being vulnerable about myself, and I want to talk about women, I want to talk about these different type of things, and then Drake followed in that same mode. Drake followed in that same mode, but I'm on Tidal right now, and I know Tidal not like Apple. Nigga, the top five on this nigga Kanye, Niggas in Paris, All of the Lights, Can't Tell Me Nothing, Father Stretch My Hand. Somebody got to stand in front of that, nigga.
I'm saying though, look, Kanye,
Yeah. Hey, but shoot, right. This was episode 103 of the Dope World News Podcast. That was a great never-ending debate, and I hate that we might not be able to get to see that shit in person. But y'all can find us at www.overdopeproductions.com, on social media at Real ODP or Dope World Media. Great episode,
ODP
guys.
ODP TV on Roku. Shout hey, and ODP to our motherfucking niggas.
Hey. Yes, sir.
Man, you, man, we working. Hey, we working together. On. This shit, nigga, this is the beginning of something great, my boys.
Yes, sir. It's safe to say, hey, we out.
Peace.